it's all over here in Mountall Park, truly, and it is finished with the honours even. It's a goal apiece, Kerry FC 1, Finn Harps 1, and some late pressure from Finn Harps to try and get that winner and take all 3 points, but to no avail. Kerry's defence held strong in the end. The first goal came midway through, or late in the first half, I should say, about 35 minutes into the first half. A lovely ball from Ryan Kelleher over to Leo Gaxa, Kerry's talisman. He went towards the baseline, lovely ball across the face of the goal, and it was met by Shawnee McGrath to tap it into the net from point blank range. That was after some good pressure from Finn Harps, after weathering a bit of a storm from Kerry. Kerry were maybe the stronger of the two sides the early part of the first half. Finn Harps then started to assert their dominance. Kerry then got that goal, and I wouldn't quite say against the run of play, but it was maybe Finn Harps were the more dominant team at that stage. Stayed 1-0 at half time. Into the second half we went, and Finn Harps came out very, very strong. A fantastic effort early in the second half, which forced a fantastic save from Wayne Guthrie in the Kerry goal. It was Ryan Flood's shot. He hit it down and forced Guthrie to his left. He went out for a corner. Flood took the corner himself. It landed on top of the crossbar, went out for a goal kick. And then Kerry tried to get back on top. De Silva had a shot smothered by Guthrie. That was another opportunity for Finn Harps coming 9 minutes into the second half. Then there was a chance for Kerry, a free from Leo Gaxa, himself, who's going to be suspended for the next game. He picked up his fifth yellow of the campaign. His free kick found Keane Barrett. Barrett had a shot blocked. Then Sean Kennedy had a shot, and it was saved brilliantly by Hermier in the Finn Harps goal. Went out for a corner. Nothing came from that. Good defending by Kerry's Jonathan Hannafin, managed to shepherd out Quivin Porter to force a goal kick. But then in the next attack, it was that man Porter who found a lovely cross over from the right hand side down near the corner. He found Ryan Flood unmarked, and he headed the ball to the back of the net 21 minutes into the second half. That was the equaliser. Then a couple of yellow cards picked up by both sides. A shot from Ronan Tehan was ballooned wide. That led then to a yellow card for Kerry's Ali Danusi. Under pressure, he deliberately handled the ball over on the far side of the field near the sideline. The referee gave him a yellow. And then there was a free for Finn Harps in 36 minutes, a foul by Ronan Tehan and Dahi McCallion while trying to block the Finn Harps defender's clearance. And there was a bit of confusion as to why that free was given at all, but it did put the pressure back on Kerry to defend. Tripp playing well when he came on for Kerry, the big Croatian, holding the ball up and not really having much success, though, in feeding it to anyone to get that supply. Then as we went into the additional time, 4 minutes of additional time played at the end of the 45, and it was all Finn Harps shots coming in, cleared by Tripp. Then a shot for a throw from Farrer, that was also cleared by Tripp back helping his defence. Some great skill by De Silva. He passed the ball to Kyo then crossed the ball over, but Tehan cleared it, and that really was the last big chance, apart from maybe one where Baba did try to make his way into the Kerry box, maybe in the 44th minute or the fourth additional minute of stoppage time. But the referee blew his whistle. Finn Harps seemed to think that they looked a bit puzzled that he blew the final whistle. They thought there was a bit more time, but that was it. And it's honours even here in Kerry, as Kerry still go on the search for that first win of the season. We know that's something that Finn Harps have under their belt already, and it is another point for Finn Harps. That takes them up to 7 now after 8 games. Kerry on 2 points at the bottom of the table, 2 points below, or 2 places below Finn Harps. Final score here in Mountall Park, though, truly, and it is a point apiece. Kerry FC 1, Finn Harps 1.